Alei Shur Chelek Aleph Daf Memtes. This is the 11th chapter. It's entitled Bachutz, outside the yeshiva. Avida shel Teira v'ira, shleimus emideis u'maseh chesed muteles al kol ben yeshiva. Incumbent upon every ben yeshiva is the avida of Teira, yira, perfection of midois and chesed. Sidrei yeshiva, the very organization of the yeshiva, the various sederim that we have, oisimes shelhem lechnisel lemaslul shel shifas eliav ishtalmus mesmedes, they already go a long way to place the adolescent, the young man, into a pathway of growth and continuous improvement. Zeu maslul lechaim lifnim mimechitzeis beis hamikdash. That's the path of life inside the walls of beis hamikdash. Mechitzeis elu. And these walls are the ones that separate us and protect us from the street and the spirit of the street. Kol echad margishes hevdelei hametach bein eiver ze. These are two words. It's a topographical error. Everyone can sense the voltage difference. Yeah, hevdelei hametach. One can sense the difference in voltage between this side, shel kiros yeshiva, la'ever sheni, this side of the yeshiva and the other side. Lachein nisayon gadol hu leven yeshiva. It's a great nisayon for ben yeshiva, latzeis midale damez shel halacha, to leave the yeshiva, the dale damez shel halacha, velu gam lizman katzar, even if it's for a short time. And we all know this, how difficult it is. The author explains further, kafulu hanisayon. It's a twofold nisayon. Rishis. Firstly, shelo yechalif es tzurasoi, that the person must preserve his own tzura, not to change, not to harm his own self. Beisnakshoy im oylam hazar leroch yeshiva usdere, when he collides with a world that's alien to the spirit of the yeshiva and its darim. Velo yipoga b'argasha hadaka b'dvarim chonim, and not to harm his sensitivity that is constantly developing in subtle matters. Hamaschila l'yisakem b'yisko b'tira. That sensitivity that begins to be formed through his involvement in Torah. Hayoytze mikosle yeshiva. The person who leaves the walls of yeshiva, ro'e b'chush, can see tangibly. This is easy to notice. Ki divrei tira kashel k'nisan k'chlei zahav v'noyach l'abdan k'chlei zechochis. As the Gemara in Chagiga Daf Tes Vav says, words of Torah are as difficult to acquire as utensils of gold and as easy to lose as glass utensils. It's so easy to go out and to lose in a day what one has gained in an entire zman. Ben tira bar das, a ben tira who is a thinking person. Belechtoi birchoi va'ir asoen, when he walks through the tumultuous street, mall. He senses that he's carrying his Torah like a large glass utensil. With every tiny misstep, he's quite vulnerable to dropping this load and to have it smashed to smithereens. How we have to guard our eyes mikol chalonei sara'ava, from all the shop windows, billboards, hamatridim, umikol ha-shefel ve-hazoil, and from all the lowliness and the cheapness, asher yachov ha-moderni homi mimini, that the modern mall is just brimming with. That's the first nisayon. Umeidach, the second one, ma'u yachas ha-anashim shemichutz lekosli ha-yeshiva el bnei yeshiva. What is the... How do people outside the yeshiva relate to those with the bnei yeshiva who are out there? Kama oyhadim yesh bachutz. How many supporters does he have? Uleumas oyhadim amuatim. In contrast to the few supporters, kama misyachzim elav belag. How many out there relate to him with mockery, bisnagdus, with opposition, besinah, with hatred, or lechol apachus bevikoris chareifa, or at least with stern criticism? This is more common in Eretz Yisrael, and he's right in Eretz Yisrael. It does exist, of course, outside in the diaspora, but it's particularly so in Eretz Yisrael. However, he says, "Ulam nitzitz echad chay belev kol echad miYisrael, there is a spark, a living spark in the heart of every Jew, kim'at l'lo yetzei min haklal, with very few exceptions. Amoik beliboy, deep in one's heart, rotze kol echad v'chad, each one of those people out there who are not part of the yeshiva world, they nonetheless wish to see, l'rois b'tamid chacham yesemel ha'shlemus, to see a tamid chacham as symbolizing perfection. That spark is there. V'chashet al mechacham be'emes mofia kedugma. When a tamid chacham indeed appears as a role model and his behavior is exemplary, it brings to the softening of the opposition, the attenuation of the hatred. So those are the two nisyonos. One towards oneself, not to lose what one has gained in the yeshiva through toil and time and sweat. And the other one, not to create a chilul Hashem, and indeed to create a kiddush Hashem. And we summarize this here. Chiyuvei ben yeshiva biyotzoi mibeis midrash berurimem. The obligations of ben yeshiva when he leaves the beis midrash are clear. Teichef biyotzoi mishar yeshiva. Immediately as he leaves the gate of the yeshiva, chalim alav chiyuvei kiddush Hashem. Immediately are incumbent upon him the obligations of kiddush Hashem. Uvchol tenua v'tzad. With every gesture, with every step, alav lizaher michilul Hashem. He has to beware of chilul Hashem. Zeu nisyon hasheni, that's the second nisyon. Let's elaborate the last paragraph. Harambam mevaer sheyeshno chelek miyuchad shel chilul Hashem. There's a particular portion of the mitzvah of chilul Hashem, and he quotes the Rambam, sheyaseh adam yadua b'mala, that a person is known for his stature. He has a reputation as a ben tira, tamid chacham, whatever you want to call it. Uvtuv maaseh peulachas, that such a person should do one action. That appears to the masses to be an avera. It's not really an avera, but as long as it appears to the masses out there as something inappropriate, and it's an action which is not appropriate for such an elevated personality, even though halachically it's permitted, that's a chilul Hashem, because the masses perceive it as something inappropriate for a person of his stature. Vehu amram, Chazal expressed it as follows: Heichidam yechilul Hashem. What would be examples? And Chazal gives us examples. Kegon ana deshakilna bisra mibeit tabacha velo yahivna dami lealta. This is a statement of Rav. He says, if I had to take meat on credit, it would be a chilul Hashem, even though this butcher gives credit and I pay on time and there's nothing wrong with it. It's perfectly permissible. But if people see it, perhaps they would interpret it as taking advantage of my position or getting unfair advantage because of my stature. So Rav had to pay cash. Rabbi Yochanan omar, kegoin ana, de mesageina dalet amois belot tera velot tefillin. Rabbi Yochanan says, a person like me, if I had to walk dalet amois without tera and tefillin, it's a chilul Hashem. Based on Yom Adav Peivav Amud Aleph, he's quoting the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvois in Lois Aseh Samech Gimel. This is again the Rambam Yesod HaTorah. Again, the same ideas. V'yesh devarim acherim shen bichlal chilul Hashem. There are other aspects of chilul Hashem. V'hu sheyaseh isam adam gadol b'Torah umfusam b'chasidus. A person who's head and shoulders above the masses. He's considered a tamid chacham. If he does devarim she'abriyos merenenim acharav bishvilam, things that people will speak about, they see it as inappropriate, even though they're permissible. Ve'afal pi she'einam averoyos, says the Rambam, even though they're not averoyos, hare ze chilul Hashem. It's a chilul Hashem. Kegoin, he gives examples. She'arbe bischoik oy be'achila o she'siyah etzel amei ha'aretz uvenehen. If they see such a person too jocular, too much standing around and talking and joking, or spending so much time with the eating and drinking of the Amei Aretz in the Etzel Amei Aretz Uvenehin. That's one example. Or if his speech, the way that he conducts himself with people, is not benachas. Ve'einu mekabel besever panim yafois. He doesn't accept people with sever panim yafois. Ela baal ketata ve'kas. If he's quarrelsome, if he's angry. And similar things, his conduct is not pleasant. Hakoil lefigodloy shel chacham, this is on a spectrum. There are no definite points, but it's according to his stature that he has to judge. Tzarech sheyedakdek al atzmoy, in accordance with his stature, he has to be careful. The greater the person, the more responsibility he has in this respect. In contrast, we have an opportunity. If the Chacham is careful, and his speech is pleasant, he conducts himself pleasantly towards people, he's involved, he's concerned for them. His countenance is welcoming. If it happens that somebody humiliates him, he absorbs it. He does not retort, he does not respond with in kind. He honors other people, even those who don't do the same to him, but he treats people with dignity. Perhaps the most important, that he does business faithfully. He's not constantly involved in the aruchois, sitting at the cafes and the pizzerias all the time. He's oisek batera. Generally, that's what people, the image that people have of him is somebody who's sitting at the shtender, atuf betzitzis muchta bitfilin. Okay, I mean, it's less common. Ve'isebechol ma'asav lifnim mishuras adin. And in everything, being punctilious, doing beyond what is strictly required. There's a caveat over here. That does not mean that a Talmid Chacham has the right to distance himself from human society, to become a hermit. That's the proviso over here. So he's of course, involved in Talmud Torah and generally more isolated from society, but not to the point that he becomes a hermit. To the point where everyone praises him, he is beloved, people wish to emulate him, Reze kideish es Hashem. Such a person is mekadesh Hashem. Ve'alav ha'kasuv omer, it's a pasuk in Yeshayahu, v'yomer li, avdi ata, Hashem said to me, you are my eved, Yisrael Hashem b'chayispa. You are the role model, you are Yisrael through which I become glorified. You are the person who reflects my glory, that's a kiddush Hashem. Finally, yeled asher chazusoy mochich alav, a child whose appearance testifies ki betalmud Torah yilamed. People in the street know this is a child who learns in Talmud Torah. Kvar mistaklim alav b'ein shel bikus. Already, those outside look at him with a critical eye. It's balanced somewhat by the fact that a child generally appears cute and people have a positive outlook towards children. So on the one hand, the fact that he's going to a Talmud Torah is already a negative in their eyes, but it's balanced to some extent. However, umagam tzeir bin yeshiva, all the more so a young man, Shemamash al kol tzad sholech. Literally, with every step that he takes, chayabu lishkol, he has to weigh up im kiddush Hashem gorem, or chas v'chelil echilol Hashem. What is his appearance conveying and what does it cause? The kiddush Hashem v'chilol Hashem. B'miyuchad b'skufasenu asoyeres. Especially in our turbulent period of history, asher kol ha'enoshus, where all of humanity, ubifrat Am Yisrael, and especially Am Yisrael, nesunim bimvucha ruchanis, are in such spiritual turmoil and confusion, shel harisas arechim, where values are being trampled, vechipuz derech, but people are searching, especially in such a period of time, zoi kol avodasei shel ben Torah. That's, with a global view, that's avodah ben Torah. Lechoylel kiddush Hashem bechol ha'shifne, to generate kiddush Hashem, whoever he turns. Adkan.